Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Trading Team, a podcast here with Jake, our trading expert, and this week we had, of course, the big promo, the Black Friday promo. How do you feel about the promo, Jake, and what is your feedback about it?
I don't even know if I'd call it a promo. Black Friday is mostly an EA promo, but we did get Record Breakers, which was something new. We actually got a team in packs for Black Friday, which was pretty unique. But overall, I actually thought the event was really awesome. I thought they did a good amount of pushing packs. Really on Friday, Black Friday was the day they went really hard on packs with the lightning rounds and the numbers. And then they did a small allotment, I think, on Saturday and Sunday, and really did nothing yesterday, which was Monday. So it's kind of surprising they didn't go harder, but expect to see more lightning rounds throughout the year here. Overall, I thought it was awesome. I thought the Flash SBCs were kind of like poor as usual, but I really liked the amount of upgrade SBCs they put out. I like the Record Breakers being in packs as something a little bit fun, a little bit different. Those cards are going to be really rare, especially Batch 2. And then the player SBC selection was fantastic. I know on our last podcast, you and I were basically saying that they don't have much that many people would want to do for player SBCs, like after Atal. But they released this Depay, who has a really good completion percentage. A lot of people like him. A lot of people use his inform, are rocking some League One size. And then we got Alessandrini, and we all know there's a severe lack of right mids or right wings in this game. And as you can see by these upvotes, it's like literally one of the most liked SBCs in recent years, I think, on Foot. Tons of people have them and are fitting them into a team. I even completed this SBC. I hadn't done an SBC in a few years. I had played some rivals. Whoa. I know. I had played some rivals and gotten untradeable rewards throughout the year. So I really didn't have to do too much for him. And I just wanted to try him out, and I thought he was really good. He reminds me a lot of Alejandro Gomez in form, if you guys have used him. They're really similar players. They're kind of small, quick. So I think that they did a really good job. And, of course, we got that Aguero, too. That was a few days back. But this Aguero is kind of one of those weird flashbacks where he's actually decreased in rating, but he got increased pace, which we all know people are looking for. I've been playing a few games of FIFA recently, and I've come up against this card, and I thought he was amazing. I thought he obviously is way better than his gold card. He played surprisingly well. And then I think these SBCs had insanely high completion. All three of those had insanely high completion, even more than usual, because we had all these upgrade packs. So people were getting untradeable 84s, 83s, 86s, and they were throwing them in those SBCs and lessening the cost. So I thought there was a really good balance on Black Friday of things to do and EA making money. So I was happy with it. What about you?
Yeah, so actually I was surprised. I was checking Twitter this week, and people weren't so happy about the, I call it the promo, let's say the Black Friday event. Mm-hmm. Weren't so happy about it. But personally, the Record Breaker theme is great. I mean, okay, no one is packing them, but it is with EA. We had, since the last time we talked, we got the base icon SBC.
Yep.
Which, of course, it's quite pricey, but what did you expect?
Yep.
We have these amazing SBCs. This year, you know me, I am against SBCs, but Aguero is one of my favorite players. I didn't do him. Alessandrini, maybe I'm going to do him, but very low chances. Depay is also nice. We've got tons of upgrades. I don't remember when was the last time we got these upgrades so early in the game. I don't think we've got premium upgrades and this kind of, let's say, 83 plus upgrade, mm-hmm. and so on this early in previous FIFAs. So that's a very good addition. So I like that a lot. Of course, there are some player objectives also in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which are, let's say, easy to get, that Rodrigo record breaker, that silver record breaker, and so on.
Yep.
So overall, I think until now it's the best, let's say, the best week for Ultimate Team in FIFA 21. And I think we're going to have a lot of good content towards Christmas and, you know, Fatmas, mm-hmm. and so on. But overall, I'm happy with what we've got for this week.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you had a great point there. I don't think we got this amount of upgrades. I know on Black Friday they typically do some, but we haven't gotten them to this extent ever, to my knowledge. So with FIFA, guys, I know that we all get frustrated by the gameplay. And people, I think, just want a chance to pack cards. They want to have fun on the game. They want to watch their content creators do things. So when you can do upgrades and look to pack some of these special cards, and best of team of the weeks also in packs, we can't forget about that. It's just fun for people. It's fun for people to watch. It's something to grind. It's something to be on the game for, where you don't have to play the game and get frustrated, or you can play a few games and take a break by doing it. Rodrigo was a really nice card. I kind of forgot about him, but he's going to get overshadowed a lot because of that Alessandrini in the same position. But he's got 4-star, 4-star now, which was an upgrade. Just so you guys know, Team 2 here is going to be super duper rare. So the likes of Vela, Oscar, Donnarumma, Van Dijk, and Fabregas, those came out in Team 2. There's only 5 of them. And those released on Sunday, but we didn't get much lightning rounds on Sunday. And then they're out of packs by Tuesday. And on Monday, EA didn't really do it. Yesterday, they didn't really do much either. So these have super duper little supply. They're going to be really nice to trade with. I expect a few of them to do pretty good just because of their scarcity. So like Oscar, he links with Rodrigo and he links with Alessandrini. So I expect him to do pretty well. Fabregas is a really nice mid option in League One, and he is really rare, so I expect him to do well. And then same.
Just a comment here, sorry to interrupt you. I know Oscar also has a quite high lowest the price range is
Oh
quite high. It's
yep.
70, it's the lowest
Yep.
part. So I think it's like, let's say, maybe quite safe investment. You only lose a couple of K of coins if something goes bad with him. You can just discard him for 70K coins.
Totally, guys. If you guys have a lot of coins in your club or you want to do something fun, you can stock a Vela and a Falcao and an Oscar in your club because the discard value on them is like literally like 69.5K. So even for like a card like Vela, he's got pretty good statistics, right? You maybe could bring him in off a cam or a right cam or a wing position, and you can pretty much play with this card for free because you get the games out of him. And then if you wanted to, you could even discard him and lose next to nothing. Same with that Falcao. So there's also a chance that, and we've seen this a few times this year, that EA might bring out something specific to try to lift Falcao's price. We all know that.
Exactly. This is what I wanted to add, but go ahead, go ahead.
Totally. We all know that he's really hard to link right now. We felt the exact same when Rule Breakers Opara came out, right? Really nice card, but he plays in the MLS. He actually plays for Minnesota United, which is my state, so let's go Minnesota. And he's super hard to link. But then EA recently did the MLS objectives, and he flew in price because he could be used and could be linked a lot easier. So right now they should know, and we should all know, that Falcao is a pretty much dead card. I mean, he's literally discard. No one's really going to look to use him without links. So maybe EA will provide a way to link him really soon, and then you'll see his value go up. Because keep in mind too, people have been kind of cheeky and been kind of bidding on him to discard, even for like 100 or 200 coins profit or whatever it ends up being. So they're taking some off the market already. But EA doesn't like dead cards that don't hold value. It doesn't really make sense for him to be at discard. So look for him to get a link soon that will boost his price.
Also, another league which was, let's say, very, very well boosted in terms of player SBCs and player releases was the Chinese Super League. So
Definitely.
Oscar, and now we have Alessandrini SBC, and we had a lot of players from there. We had Talisca, we had
Teixeira.
Teixeira. Yeah. So that's already a league which you can link very easily because Alessandrini is French. Oscar is Brazilian, so it's quite easy to get the right players there.
Definitely.
And also another thing which I wanted to add is that basically everything that we've said in the last podcast kind of happened. So the fodder prices got a little bit up. So not a lot, not all of them, maybe not the highest rated, even though also those got up. But the ones, let's say, like 84, 85, 86, 86s got high in price. So if you guys bought when we said so, you either had cheap cards to do the SBCs or you can sell them for a profit now.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And we thought EA would do this, guys, and fodder even went higher than expected for me to an extent. So what I thought would happen, and it kind of did, they released the base icon as we expected early, but I thought EA would start releasing some of these big SBCs like the Aguero and the Alessandrini beforehand to almost sustain fodder. But what happened is we actually got those SBCs throughout the event, and that maintained and even lifted fodder prices. So a lot of like 84s, 85s, and 86s have went to 1.5 to like 2 times their value in that time because so many people are doing that Alessandrini, that Aguero, etc. So they did really, really well, and EA had a really nice formula of keeping fodders really high and the amount of packs they released and the different weights they attributed to some of these cards. And keep in mind, those SBCs were done even more heavily because so many people were spamming different upgrade packs and doing flash SBCs that provided untradeables so they could get them in theory, or what they thought would be cheaper, where they are like, oh, I already have 586s or whatever it may be, I might do that SBC now. So they have super duper high completion.
Yeah, overall it was a great week, I believe, also for trading, but also for people who just play the game.
Definitely.
Personally, I think this weekend was my third weekend without FAT Champions, so it's like a first for me not playing FAT Champions. But I've decided to, as I told you guys, to spend less time in the things that don't really matter, and the rewards are usually awful. You can spend that time, you know, getting a, let's say, a free card by playing in the FAT friendlies games to get, for example, Rodrigo or the other player objectives, or even play, let's say, with the friends with in co-op or other modes.
Definitely. And sometimes it's not even like in EA's control. I mean, obviously they could do things like they could give record breakers out in for FUT Champs rewards, right? That would be pretty cool. A lot of people would be excited about that, or even the prospect of getting them, even though some of them aren't that expensive, like Vela, Falcao, Oscar are kind of near discard. But other times, guys, like EA can't control Team of the Week, really. I mean, sure, they can pick some cards that may or may not get in based on performance, but other times it's just poor weeks, you know? Like, you have to look at these Team of the Weeks that are coming out, like Florian said, and think, okay, if I play FUT Champs and I play 20 or 30 games, how many of these cards would even make it into my team? And for someone like Florian, it's probably pretty low. And for someone who plays a lot, it's probably really low. I mean, Ronaldo, which we all know the chances of packing him are super low. Carrasco is a really nice card, but he's a left mid, which we have so many of. I mean, a lot of people are just going to use Ousmane Dembele.
And also, he's very cheap. I mean, I don't need to spend 3 days playing FAT Champions to get a 30k coins card.
Totally. And then Haaland isn't meta. Most people won't use that card. Same with Lukaku. And then Neuer, definitely. I think people would use him if they're rocking a Bundesliga team. But he's a goalkeeper. And I know goalkeepers for a lot of people are like the last thing they upgrade, because a lot of people feel they all play similarly. Like, you can barely feel a difference. So
especially this year, guys, and leave a comment if you feel the same. Personally, I have Ter Stegen untradeable in goal, and man, I feel he's like 80 rated.
Yeah, I've even heard pros say that they feel really little difference between a player like Pope, an 82 goalkeeper that's tall, and like a middle Van der Sar. So if pros are saying that, and they play the game often and frequently and can see those small little differences, like, I'm not sure us casual players can notice it as much. So, like Florian said, don't slave away your weekend. Don't think about cutting things off. If you enjoy playing Weekend League and have time for it, go for it. But don't feel the need to play based on these rewards. They're really poor in general, and it's just not worth that time if you're missing out on things like, you know, family events or doing something with your friends. I know it's a hard time with pandemic, but you get what we're saying.
Yeah, and I want to go straight into some questions, Jake, because I have some things prepared.
Sure.
You know, the tough questions of the week. First of all, I want to ask you about fathers and about their prices on short term in this week and the next weeks. I know, okay, in 1 month's time or maybe even sooner, we will have Fatmas. How do you feel about the prices of the fathers? I know a lot of people still keep them. A lot of people are waiting for some better icon SBCs and so on. What you would you advise there?
I don't think honestly many people would have them at this point. If they looked at the prices and haven't sold, I'd be really surprised. I think this is a higher point for them just because we have, like I said, that variety of SBCs out right now that's keeping up like literally all ratings 83 plus. We have the Team of the Week upgrade, we have the Alessandrini, we have the Depay, we have the base icons. There's been two of them now. We have some icons that are out. I know those ones aren't very good, and we haven't spoke about that much, but the icons they've given out and the pricing has been absolutely horrific. I don't think many people are interested in doing any of them. I know I wouldn't even look at them for longer than like a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think fodders from 83s to literally like 91 are at a higher point right now. I think they're gonna come down in the coming weeks. And then pick back up definitely around foot and miss. And they do need to come down from here. There's just so much out right now, and I don't think that they'll sustain this good of content for the next couple weeks, but then they should rise again at Footmas. And Footmas is a time, guys, where usually we get three player SBCs. Last year, they did modify that down to two player SBCs each day. So they just retain the price really high during that period, and hopefully it's a good Footmas promo. That should begin like mid-December.
Second question, and maybe a little bit related to that, is in preparation for, let's say, Player of the Month for the leagues for the month of November. I'm not sure. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe João Félix should be one for La Liga. I believe Bruno Fernandes has a good chance for Premier League. Not sure about Bundesliga or Ligue 1, but if you have any data on that, you can say it.
I'm not sure on the last two you stated just because we more recently got those, but
Yeah.
Felix should win for La Liga. I'm pretty sure he's going to. I can't remember the other candidates, but I know Bruno was right up there, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's so much in EA's hands in these circumstances because we saw Bamba come out and he had super low completion because he was overpriced to many. And to me, he was definitely overpriced for what the card is and for his position. And then we got Lewandowski, who was priced much more reasonably and priced closer to his inform that was tradable on the market. So a lot of people did complete him. So it's totally in EA's hands, guys, like what price they want to make him, and that will dictate the completion. But I think if there's a nice Felix, I think that will get completed a lot. Here he is. He's usually on this popular page, meaning people are looking to buy and sell him really frequently. He's still one of the best strikers in the league. It's a league that's lacking strikers really badly. So if this card gets boosted quite a bit for Player of the Month, I would expect a really nice completion rate on him. I think a lot of people have La Liga sides, especially on those cheaper teams. They have like Usman on the left, and then I've seen Porto a lot on the right. So yeah, I would expect him to get completed a lot. And Bruno, that only depends on price to me. If you remember last year, they released like literally like a million coin Bruno Player of the Month that everyone laughed at and no one did. But if it's closer to like a 600 or 700K mark, yeah, he'll get completed a lot. He's a really good cam in this game. I know pros have used him too. So I think that he has potential to get completed a lot, but EA totally dictate that completion rate.
I just wanted to ask you about here about link investing regarding Player of the Month SBCs and maybe also the current SBCs because you said that a lot of people completed these SBCs this week
Totally.
and maybe you have some insights related to Rewards Day, Thursday flips and so on.
Totally. And one thing I'm going to show you guys is if you go to FIFA 21 players here, there's a little category that is called popularity. It's this flame, and if you click on it, it's going to give you the kind of like the most popular cards, and sometimes they're kind of funny, like Akinfenwa, just because he's a FIFA legend, is up there. Gosseth, I'm not sure if you guys have seen this card, but while we're here, he takes the funniest photos for these foot screens, like, every year. So, he gets liked a lot on FootBin. He's kind of a funny dude, it looks like. But anyway, in general, you can see what cards are liked on FootBin. And if you see one of the top cards right now in the game is actually this Atal, and that shows how many people completed him. So you see Atal is right up there. You see Mukiele is up there. Bellerin's up there. Talisca's up there. And then down here you have Lewandowski, Kadira, and Alessandrini. And this is just showing, again, how much people are liking them, how much they're getting completed. And even on the popular page here, you can see that Alessandrini is up here. So basically, guys, link investing works extremely well in these circumstances, because you know that a lot of people are doing this Alessandrini, and a lot of people are doing this Depay, and a lot of people are doing Aguero. So I think all of those SBCs, too, to my knowledge, go through Thursday rewards. So people will also get the untradeables from rivals and then look to complete them then. So you'll definitely see links go up. This Renato Sanchez is going out of packs tomorrow, and you can see he's doing really well in price. He was actually like literally 185K. I shouted actually to buy him there on, I think, Sunday. And today is Tuesday. He's up to 220K. But part of the reason he's rising so well is because of that new Depay, and because obviously it's a super good card, but he also links with this Depay. And Depay doesn't have any really prominent strong links in that league, so people are just linking him through soft links like Renato. And he was just chilling right around 185, 188K on Sunday. And he's 220K flat right now. So you see people are trying to squeeze in that Depay. For Alessandrini, you can look for either French links or CSL links. You'll see Hiro Teixeira and Worldbreaker Teixeira probably have a pretty sizable boost on Thursday, along with that inform Paulinho. Those are just the best ways to get him in from the CSL. Same with Oscar, he might go up slightly. And then you have, of course, the French golds like Martial and Pogba that could do pretty well. So keep your eyes out on things like that. For Aguero, like inform Mahrez could do really well. I actually shouted him earlier this week when Alessandrini came out, because he's a right wing as well. So he dropped in price. People subbed him out. But he should naturally rise as people do complete that Aguero. He's one of the best links to him. So always things to keep an eye on. And just know these SBCs are really popular, and people are going to fit them in their team however they can.
Yeah, and also what's important. So I think two things are very important here. One, if the player is usable and affordable and people would complete the SBC,
yep,
then all the players linking to him, like especially good players, meta players, would rise in price. And second of all, it really depends on the content during. So for example, these SBCs are yep. Alessandrini is live for 3 more days. In the next 3 more days, if no other SBC comes for a right wing close to Alessandrini or better than Alessandrini, then a lot of people will complete him and try to fit him in the squad.
Definitely, yep. So the more that comes out, guys, the more kind of people modify their teams or switch it up. So right now, Depay and Alessandrini are kind of those main landmarks. That's what people are going to keep doing in the coming days. We all know there's not even a ton to do on foot during the week, so people are just completing their SBCs, playing some game with these new cards. But once a new SBC comes out and takes their attention away from that, they might start switching it up. So keep your eyes on that. Other things to keep your eyes on are things like objectives, what are out. Like I said, this Rodrigo is going to get overshadowed a little bit this week. This De La Feu is really, really a nice card. So, like, you're seeing inform Alejandro Gomez do really well. He's actually up, like, 15 to 20K. And I think that's a lot because of that De La Feu. They're both, like, a really cheap route for teams. And we know the Serie A doesn't have a ton of, like, cheap attackers. He's one of the best. Then there's really only other, like, Ronaldo as a striker. So, yeah, keep your eyes on cheap or free cards and SBCs. Those kind of links are super-duper prominent.
And now let's say maybe my last topic for today. This week we also have Champions League games. Do you believe maybe we'll get some SBCs during the week that would impact the supply of the cars? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it releases something related to UCL, or maybe there's a chance to invest there.
Yeah, I'm not expecting too much this week. I do expect UCL marquee matchups, which usually brings decent supply on gold cards because they offer pretty good packs back. That's been pretty uninvestable this year too, guys. Just so you know, they're asking very little of them. They're asking like a rating and maybe one from either team. Instead of last year, they were asking like two players from Barcelona. And this year, they're asking like one player from Barcelona or Ajax. And it's not specific enough to create a rise, so I haven't even been advising investing in it most of the time. They're not asking for very many blue cards, probably since they did that massive chain of UCL SBCs that are under the league SBC tabs. Yeah, so they're really not investable, guys. But that should offer some gold supply. I do think right now trading with out of pack stuff is better than golds. Golds have just been hit so much in general with supply. They're gonna have a hard time like cutting through it and rising in price. Like this Werner, Aubameyang, like even these low tier like Dembele, Allen. They're just gonna have a hard time. People still ask me about them. They're gonna have a hard time cutting through all that supply. People are looking to upgrade their teams. They're looking to fit in special cards. They're looking to buy best of team of the week or record breakers or road to the final. So I think we're getting to that point where most golds are slowly becoming outdated. And yeah, a select few will definitely rise. But I would start looking at special cards that link to Team of the Week. Like, for example, I wouldn't buy right now because he's inflated. So I don't want you guys to buy at a high price. But Coleman should get a Team of the Week from Bayern. And he's a nice card that should be looked at for red player picks because he's going to be not that high rated. I think he'll be an 86 rating, but he's gonna get picked quite a bit, like in comparison to like a Ronaldo or a KDB. He's going to pop up a lot in red player picks. So people might look to put him in. So like an in-form Lewandowski, an in-form Kimmich, in-form Goretzka, players that link to those red picks that are out more. Just to give you one example of this that works really well is this Carrasco. This Carrasco is low in rating, but he's still fairly meta. So what happened last Thursday was this card got picked up a ton in red player picks. Like it was super evident to see that people were getting him and wanted to fit this card in their team, okay? And it's not a guess. You can literally go see this. So what I want to show you are two cards, or at least one, which is Felix or Llorente, in-form Llorente, and they both strong link with him. So on Wednesday, before his card came out, this Felix was, just give it a second to load, this Felix was 118K, call it 115 to 120K on PS, okay? That's the day before Carrasco came out. One day later, he went up to 137K. And then, and it was probably a little bit higher. And then on that Friday, he was 150K. So look at that jump, 118 to 150. And in-form Llorente did the exact same thing. I think he went from 145 to 180K. So people were jamming in that Carrasco in their team with those two players, and it was extremely evident to see based on the prices. And when you're looking to invest in in-forms, you can think about things like that.
And also, what I wanted to add for UCL guys, next week is the last week of the Champions League for the group stage, so don't forget about the road to the final cards, who might spike in price if, let's say, a team that's currently sitting on the third place or fourth place gets a spot for qualifying for the spring. So don't forget to take a look on that. You can the games are like the fifth stage is today and tomorrow. So that's also a nice look for trading with live cards, which is sometimes very risky. So
Definitely.
make sure maybe you watch the games when you're doing that.
And like Florian said, as the group stage comes to a close, we should get a team of the group stage or team of the tournament promotion. That's what should come actually next in these coming weeks, in my opinion, is like a team of the tournament promotion, which who's played really well so far in that group stage. And that team is generally really, really good and a fun one to trade with and a fun little promotion. So that's what I would expect next for a promo.
Oh, that would be nice. Do you think there are some chances to get it still this week? Or
I do. I think it could be Friday, yeah, to fit in.
So very, very fast, actually.
Yeah, to fit in before Footmas. And it seemed like, to me, EA took it kind of easy, like I said, on the packs and the lightning rounds. So I wouldn't expect... I could see them doing more for that, which would be make sense for Friday, because then it would be about a two-week, again, promotion.
Ah, okay. So good, a very good tip there. I totally forgot about the team of the group stage for Champions League, but very nice players actually
definitely
are getting in that team.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So thanks a lot for watching or listening. Don't forget you can listen on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. Of course, you can watch it on YouTube and see what Jake is sharing. I hope we've got you valuable information. Jake said a lot of names to invest in, and we'll see next week in the next podcast what went well. Usually 90% of the stuff gets higher in price, but we'll see that. And yeah, thanks a lot for watching again, and stay safe.
Thanks for watching, guys.